My guest coming up in just a few minutes is Joe Newberry, one of my favorite participants in this project we call Unreal Bluegrass. Joe's a great performer, writer, dances really well. Always wears a nice hat. Joe's professional at steaming hats. He's the guy you want to steam your hat if you're wearing a hat that can be steamed and not destroyed. I'm going to start off this part of the program with a tune that he did with Mike Compton live, Kentucky Waltz. Joe, as I mentioned earlier in the program, performs alone. He a lot of times performs with Mike Compton, April Virch. We've heard evidence of that so far. We're going to talk to Joe, and we are literally standing in line to be fed. So I didn't go into a lot of things that I could have with Joe because we were getting closer and closer to the line to get a plate and get fed at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, and that's an important thing. So let's go ahead and drop to this tune with Mike Compton, Joe Newberry, Kentucky Waltz. This is live. Then we'll get right into the conversation with my very good friend, Joe Newberry. Talking to my buddy Joe Newberry. How are you, Joe?
Hello, Steve Martin. I'm doing fine. We're at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival.
And you put on some great stuff today.
Oh, thank you very much.
It continued in this process. I went to your workshop, songwriting workshop, mm-hmm. the day before and saw most of it. And you carried that through to your show. And you actually did do a song. That was the genesis of the song was your song work. I think that was great. By the way, I thought it was a great song.
Thank you very much. I loved the fact that they came up and sang with me.
They just kept coming and singing. They just kept, okay, I'll go up. Okay, and then you had like eight people.
That's right.
And a baby.
That's right.
Go ahead.
You never want to work with dogs or kids, but in this instance, I worked with kids, and it was great.
It was great.
And speaking of kids, in the background, you can hear the Bluegrass Academy, the Bluegrass Kids Academy here at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, and they're doing great. They spend two days working on music, and then they come and they perform on the main stage.
Well, that's where they are now. They just tore up Rocky Top.
They sure did.
There's a bunch of them. There's like more than a dozen standing across there, and they're all young.
That's right.
So, but they're facing that, getting up there and performing on a stage like that. So it's just, I think it's great. Yeah. I think it's great.
Thank you.
we have a lady next in line here who took some photos. That's great. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Steve Martin, you're welcome.
That's me.
Yeah, I know.
That's me. Joe, one of the things I enjoy most about coming to Grey Fox is, for whatever reason, this is where I seem to run into you more often. There was an overlap with some of the IBMA festival activity in Raleigh.
Yes.
But I seem to find you more here.
This has become one of my go-to festivals. It's well run. I like the community that Mary Daub. And then following in her footsteps, Mary Burdett and Claire Armbruster have put together. It feels like a family reunion. And when you're in my business, when you play music for a living, your life consists of travel, but then you see old friends and make new friends. And that's always a great, a great thing. And that's what Grey Fox feels like to me.
It's kind of like a return to a family affair. I mean, I came up here, started coming in 2013 for radio reasons, but I know all these people. I may not know all their names,
right?
But I know them all. And here's the other thing, too, Joe, is I was never a hugger of any kind until I started coming to Grey Fox.
Here it is.
And all of a sudden, everybody's hugging me, and I thought, well, I guess that's what I should be doing, so I've adopted that. I'm not going to hug you right now, don't worry about it, but so that's a change. That's a change that I've absorbed from the people here.
You know, I tell people who come to Grey Fox, because it can be such a peak experience.
Yeah.
I tell folks, look, don't go home and hug the person in the grocery store that you just met. And don't go home and make any life-changing decisions for the first 24 hours. Right. Don't go home and say, honey, I'm quitting my job, or honey, I'm done, we're through.
Not yet.
And the other thing that I tell people all the time, if their partner, spouse, husband, wife did not come to Grey Fox, I suggest to people that they go home and the first thing they say is, how was your weekend?
Now, I've met your wife here before.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Same name as my wife, Susan.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And she can't get out on the road with me as much as we'd like, but she loves bluegrass. Actually, she was the executive director of Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, many years. She is the person that built it from a one-person operation to the operation that it is today. Wow.
So your show for today, which followed your workshop of yesterday, you did a lot of great songs. You told a lot of good stories, which I thought, I've known Joe forever. I'll just say forever. But I've never noticed, and maybe it's because you're doing you did a solo here.
I think that's it, Steve. I think because I was doing work by myself, I had a little bit more room to put the stories behind the songs. Yeah. When I'm working in my duo with Mike Compton
or April Virch,
uh-huh. we sort of will introduce the songs, but it's about the duo. It's not about me. I like having that. I love the duos, but I've been having a good time playing solo too.
The stories were great. Stories were great. I kept thinking, he has become Garrison Keillor telling stories. And I know you did a lot with Garrison.
I did. I was lucky to sing on Prairie Home a lot.
Oh, I know. And you even did the big reunion. Did they have a big show in St. Louis or something?
They had a number of reunions a couple of years ago, and then now they're doing the 50th anniversary tour. I haven't done any of those. I think that Garrison's got his core performers for these 50th anniversary shows, and that's how he's approaching it. It's a show.
Yeah.
I played the Ryman a couple of years ago with the gang, and it was just great. It was great.
I always thought that would be a show that everybody would want to be a part of.
Absolutely.
You know, and there was a movie kind of made about it, which everything going on behind the Prairie Home Companion.
It
was at least kind of interesting.
Well, when I went, the first time I went to
Prairie Home. You weren't in the movie, by the way.
I was not in the movie, no. But the first time I went to Prairie Home, I realized that everybody from the stage hands to the writer to the band to the performers, everybody was working at their highest level. And that was something for me to want to aim toward as well. It was very inspiring.
I was lucky enough to meet Garrison Keillor at a book signing event in Cincinnati, and he has this enormous owl-like head. I don't know how to describe it, but I mean, I'm not being mean. So we're in line. I want to get it signed, and he just says, "Okay, anybody come on up?" So I tell him my name, and all of a sudden it's like, because he usually looks over the audience. So when I say this is my name, and I thought, "Oh my God, I'm the field mouse, and there's an owl in the tree that just saw me running. I swear to God, it was like, because he just all of a sudden he was looking right at me. I thought, wow, that's great. That was great. Enjoyed your stuff here. You're working on something new we talked about Mike Compton.
Compton and Newberry, for the first time in a good while, we've got a new project coming out. It'll be out sometime in the fall. We're hopefully going to release it in September. And it's a collection of things that we've written that we've worked on that is unusual versions of songs and tunes and our own spin on them, and it's called Home in My Heart, and that comes from a song that he and I wrote together about being on the road.
People are coming up and fist bumping Joe Newberry in line, which is a new kind of accreditation to you. Now fist bump people.
I now fist bump people.
And he wears the greatest hats in the world. And he's an expert in steaming hats and choosing hats. I talk about this all the time because you dress like Joe Newberry should always look.
You know, I figured out a long time ago, and part of it is when I was talking with Eric and Lee Gibson when they were in their suits phase. You know, they've relaxed a little bit on their clothing options. They'll wear tailored jeans and nice jackets, but they don't wear suits. But Eric said, "You know, when I put the suit on, I'm ready to work.
That's right.
I know I'm ready to work."
That's exactly right.
I think it gives the audience the feeling that we're treating this seriously. And when I put on a vest and a hat and I'm ready to work.
I'll mention my friend Sonny Osborne.
yes.
who passed it. But I was very good friends with Sonny, and we just talked about a lot of stuff. But on that issue of dress, he always said, look, the audience is coming to see a show. They don't want to come and look at people that look like them. They want you to be the celebrities. They want you to put on a show, so they want you to look different. They can all show up, and not nothing against people showing up. I'm wearing blue jeans, but he felt like the people on stage, you're putting on a show, and you should probably respect that.
Well,
he talked about the old days of the Opry.
Yeah,
it's clearly.
Sure. I like the fact that I look. I've got a friend from New Orleans, and we were talking about this very thing, and he said, "Joe, you know what I like about you?" I said, "Well, I have a feeling you're going to tell me." He said, "You always look like you look."
That's it.
And I loved that idea because this is how I look. And people know when they see me, they know it's me.
Tell me, we're getting close to where I have to leave Joe because he's in line to get fed.
Yes.
So as we get closer, I'm trying to close the loop on whatever we're talking about. You already talked about the new thing with Compton. Will you be touring with Mike when that comes out?
We'll be doing some touring, and then we've got some plans after the first of the year that are kind of exciting. We'll give a little teaser that there's going to be some really good traveling. Like Monroe would say, there's going to be some heavy traffic ahead.
Heavy traffic. Well, you will, of course, let me know about that if
Absolutely.
I can be of any benefit to you or
Thank
the
you,
audience
sir.
Wants to know.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Newberry, I'm so glad we had a chance to. I've been chasing you around. You've been a busy man. You were gracious enough to take time out of standing in line.
Happy to do it.
To get some food. We overlapped a little bit with IBMA. I think I was leaving as you came there.
That's right.
And I know it's in good hands with you and people like you that are on the board.
We're excited for the future. We'll be in our new location starting in 2025.
Yeah.
And we're excited about the future.
Can't wait.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, buddy. Joe Newberry on Unreal Bluegrass yet again. The first time I interviewed you, it was raining, and you were in a cabin, and you went out on the porch.
Oh, that's right.
Rain for some workshop or some event.
That's right.
And I said to you then, I don't want to do this now. Yeah, it's fine. You could hear the rain. I thought it was wonderful.
Well, you know, I'll quote my old friend Clyde Johnson, the late radio announcer from WPAQ, and he'd always say, well, that's all we got, folks, so goodbye, good luck, God bless you, don't worry too much about nothing, because everything ain't going to be all right no how.
Perfect. Thanks, Joe. I'll talk to you later.
Take care.
I hope everybody has the opportunity to meet Joe Newberry, or if not meet him, get to see him perform. You might get a chance to meet him. He's pretty good at hanging around and talking to people, and actually he's very good at it. He's very gracious about fans that come to speak with him, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for me to get to see him as often as I do. I really enjoy talking to Joe, and there you heard it. We were in line, and we were getting close to getting our plate for food, and that's important. That's an important event at any festival that you go to. And he was nice enough to sit and stand and chat with me.